107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Shut that light, please. We determined last week that we don't need it. We don't need that light.
Stop.
We don't. Did you see the pictures? They came out great. Shut the fluorescence. Thank you. Come on in. It's your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. That's a beautiful Siberian Husky, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Step right up to that microphone.
Yes.
Laura, you should get your microphone.
Yes. This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi.
Foster mom.
Foster mom. Stephanie, have you been here before?
No.
Hi. How are you?
100% Siberian Husky, or is there something else in there?
No, she's like 75%. Siberian Husky and like 20% Australian Shepherd.
Nice.
Yeah. And she's 1 year and 1 week old today.
Aww.
Her birthday was last Monday.
Happy birthday. What's your name, sweetheart?
Always loved this breed.
Tally with a T.
Tally.
Yeah.
Aww.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
It's a she.
Nice.
Yeah. And she...
She's a bundle of energy. Jeez.
She just spent the last 2 weeks with my grandchildren, 7, 7, and 9. She did great with them. I don't think she does well with littler kids, but...
I don't either.
She is a littler kid. You are a little kid.
Are her eyes blue?
Yes. Crystal blue.
And she's got the white legs all the way down to her paws and the dark black ears and then, just speckled. So pretty.
Beautiful, beautiful animal.
Yes.
Stephanie, can you say into one of these microphones how you acquired? Do you know the history of... Did you say Tally?
Tally. I do. Actually, I fostered her mother and her sister before I fostered her. Robin can give you the whole history of her family, but I had her mom for 3 months, and she's now been adopted. And cool. I had her daughter for a month. Her sister for a month.
We remember. Yeah.
And now I have Tally.
Is it okay to separate? I never knew. Does it bother a mother to lose her animals?
Can we take the leash off? Is that okay?
Does Tally miss her mother, or they just move on?
I don't know exactly, but her mother got adopted by a friend of mine. I'd love to take her up and have them do a visit to see if they remember each other. Yeah, she. Let me see here. I have a baby picture of her and her mom together that is just the cutest thing in the whole wide world. Of course.
She looking somewhere to pee?
I hope not. No. She's just smelling other animals,
other dogs
I think.
In here. Yep. Because we've had several.
Yeah, there's other accidents in here from the animals. But then there was that one day that I had an issue. But we don't need to talk about that. Oh,
that's
man, that
her
is.
Mom. We're still crappy. And her when she was a baby.
Is that normal for the mom to put the entire puppy's head in her mouth?
I don't know if that's normal or not.
It makes for a good picture, though.
Come here, Tally.
Is Tally available now?
Tally is available now. I would recommend a yard for her.
I would, too.
Yeah. We went for a good 45-minute walk this morning, and you can see she has lots of energy still.
But she's a baby.
Yeah. She does sleep probably a good 15 hours a day and all night.
She needs a yard, though. That's clear.
Yeah. She's very well potty trained. I've had her for 2 weeks now. She's no accidents. And she even went through a little adjustment period. So she was very good about letting me know she had to go outside. Yeah, she's gentle. She's sweet.
She does not
get on the furniture.
No?
Just something.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. How is she with other dogs?
So far, every dog we've met at the park, she's got along with probably 90% of them great. It's usually the younger ones that she has a little bit of an issue with just because they... Who knows if there would be an issue if they were in a yard together or something. But
true.
Both on a leash with the, holding them.
She doesn't seem to be vocal. She's very quiet.
She has never.
That's nice.
I accidentally shut the door on her as we were going outside, and she yipped, and that's the only sound she's made. The same with her mom, did the same thing.
It's fantastic. What a great animal.
Yeah, she doesn't have the husky howl.
Do you know what?
But I do.
What it would cost to adopt Tally?
I do know what it would cost to adopt Tally. It would cost zero because I will pay the adoption fee.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thanks for what you do.
Yeah. I love fostering.
What's life like at the shelter? Do you spend much time at the shelter?
I don't usually go to the shelter. I like to bring the puppies home and, you know, or the cats. I've fostered two cats.
Well, that does a world of good to get them acclimated to dealing with.
It gets them out of the, I mean, the shelter is a great environment. The dogs are very happy there. The cats are very happy there. They have lots of volunteers that come in and spend time with them. Living in a cage is not like living in someone's home.
Right.
So, you know.
I think
what
you're
is
also
she, about 40, 50 pounds?
45 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
You're eliminating that transition from a shelter to dealing with humans on a regular basis just by fostering, I would imagine.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, anybody who doesn't know if they can take a dog full time or maybe can only take a dog for 2 or 3 months, I think fostering is a great option.
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the Franz Man. He went day and night without rest. With the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man, one man party in the morning on 107.7 The Island.
As a foster mom, do you run the risk of getting attached? How do you not get attached?
I will tell you, her mother was...
Rumor?
No, her mother was scrappy. Her mother and I were very attached. Very attached. And it was very hard for me. But she went to my niece's future mother-in-law in Genoa. So I get a visit.
Yeah, at least
so
you could still... Nice. At least you could still see her. Robin Mays just made a triumphant appearance.
Yay, Robin!
Oh, and yeah, now she Tally knows gets to you. Smell all the other puppies.
She knows you.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. You can see them on Facebook. You take a look at their website to see what they can do. Pro Team Design.
She is so excited to see you, Robin.
She is incredibly excited to see Robin Mays.
We are.
You don't
My
get,
tail's wagging too.
You don't
too.
Get that reaction from others, do you?
The girl, she really knows how to sit well when I have a treat in my hand. Yeah.
Good girl, yes.
What a
good
animal.
Girl. Yeah, she knows
friends,
that means
my
treats.
My friends don't greet me like that. What's up with that?
That's why we love our animals.
She's always very excited when I come home. She does great in a kennel. I the longest I've left her in a kennel is 4 hours. But she didn't have any problem. She just fell asleep.
Robin, were you late today because I complimented you on your punctuality?
Yes. 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 Yes.
She said, I'll show him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 10 minutes late next week.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just never know what to expect from this girl.
That's right.
Yes. And she's all chipped and...
Yes, she's spayed, she's chipped,
she's
vaccinations.
She's out of her mind with excitement.
She's had her preventatives on board because she likes to go play in the water.
Yeah. Aww.
She loves the water.
Oh, that's awesome.
Does the heat bother her?
She will start panting. This morning we went for a very long 45-minute walk out, and she was spread eagle on the tile floor when we got home.
Yeah, a little hot.
Yeah. And she loves to eat ice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, mine
so
too.
She goes
mine
and sits
too.
In front of the refrigerator waiting for me to give her ice when we get back from the park.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Ice is great treat.
Robin, how are things at the shelter?
Good. Busy, but good. It's thank goodness for air conditioning and our two air conditioners are working great and keeping everybody cool. So it's all good. I was playing tennis ball chasing with one of the dogs this morning. I'm like, okay, we're doing it now because I am not it later.
You got to get things done in the early hours before it gets too hot.
Yes.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for all that you do for Voice for Companion Animals. And thanks for blessing us each and every week with the adorable, adoptable pet of the week. I feel like a broken record. Each week I say, oh, what a beautiful animal. What a great addition to your family. But it is. It's every week. It's something fantastic. You must be overwhelming to be in an environment like that shelter where every animal is special.
Everyone is different.
Everyone's unique.
Just like all your children.
Just
like,
yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody is their own. And when it comes to the dogs, you kind of have to figure out how they respond and what they respond to because, you know, we're taking them typically like one we have now, Goldie. You're taking them from a situation, then you're going to have to figure out the bag, you know, like a person. They have baggage that they're bringing in and you have to figure out how to reach them. So it's all good.
Look at you. You know you could get through there.
To see pictures of this beautiful tally, Siberian Husky mix. Get in the blog section and see award-winning photos from Ms. Laura Hurley.
Yes, award-winning.
Her traveling photography booth. It's the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Thank you so much again for all that you do.
Thank you so much for having us every week, even though I'm late.
Tally was on time.
Tally was on time. That's all that matters.
Still the most punctual guest we've ever had.
I can't be here, somebody will.
Yeah, no kidding.
Alexa, slap it high. Five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.